there's this trope that we talk about a lot, the idea of like the Florida man, right? The Twitter account called Florida Man, which is this sort of ridiculous antics and the Florida news that people have sort of committed, you know, mm-hmm. but I mean, there is a lot of exoticism associated with Florida. I mean, mm-hmm. It's sort of like you say to people like, oh, yeah, there's an alligator in the swamp in my neighborhood. They're like, what? Mm-hmm. You're kidding, right? Aren't you worried about that? You know, and it's like, well, you know, there's – I think people just associate this place with this sort of, you know, oddness always. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe we struggle against that a lot because, I mean, this is a normal place just like every other place, right? So we're just used to writing about all the wonderful things that happen here.
And I think mostly the stereotypes come from just that sort of subgenre of like mystery fiction that comes out of Florida, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, that's a valid, it's its own thing. But our concern, I think, is more making, you know, drawing more attention to literary-based Florida works. Basically using the rich details, but also making it about character and the people who actually live here, making it a little bit more honest, I guess, or maybe less zany, just mm-hmm. different. And I don't know.
Yeah, I think part of the struggle is to sort of make sure that in all the sort of appreciation of the hilarious oddness of the place, that it doesn't become like a sort of a pastiche almost, you know, of itself. You know, I think in Orlando we especially struggle with this idea of, like, you know, the theme park shadow over everything, and in a lot of ways the sort of like oddness and exoticism of the state, I think, can sometimes overwhelm the really, you know, the true literary spirit that's mm-hmm. here.
Well, Terry, as a teacher of English, you deal with folks who are just starting out, I guess, in their writing careers. What kind of things are inspiring your students to write here in Central Florida?
Well, you know, I came here from Vanderbilt, and I was just blown away immediately by the fact that there were so many people interested in writing. And one of the great things that happened to us in 1995 was Art Sullivan, who is owns many car dealerships, came in and to Stetson and said, what do I have to do to make the next Hemingway? And so he endowed a creative writing program for undergraduates. So one of the reasons I know Justin Thoe and I know Jared is because I met them in Portugal, where my students and I had gone to follow in the footsteps of the great Portuguese writer Fernando Pessoa. And that's an initiative that we were able to fund because this Florida car dealer, who's a wonderful man, Art Sullivan, and his ex-wife, Melissa, came in and said, you know, look, we have all this money. What does it take? What does it take? And we started to think about what it took. You know, it takes international focus. It takes real local knowledge. And it just takes a kind of enthusiasm that just is endemic for some reason in Central Florida. And I have to tell you that when my former Vanderbilt professor came and visited me, he was like, how the heck do you have so many people that care about this? I said, I don't know. They were just here when I got there. You know, I just, you know, gave them a little reading series and gave them a little money. And, you know, they were off and running. Mm-hmm. And even other people in Florida from, say, the other coast. I know when David Kirby came over and visited, he said, after I, you know, was in your workshop, I felt like going home and beating up my students. And it wasn't me. It was the fact that everybody was so incredibly enthused.
Well, you've come a long way, Jacinto, for this to be part of this. I mean, what got you interested in Central Florida? How did you come across this? And you know, what are you doing here? I guess is my question.
I have this book that was translated and published here by Zank Books called "The True Actor," and Jeff Parker, who runs this program, the Disquiet that we were mentioning, asked me to come to make, you know, to do some readings and. To speak a bit about this book. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful translation by Dean Thomas Ellis and Jaime Braz. Mm-hmm. And it's been a pleasure. I've been to a couple of places in the U.S. and now I'm getting to know the South. And I'm also from the South, so I feel at home here.